Let's affirm our choir one more time. Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful gift. Beautiful gift. And let's affirm our nativity scene, eh? Oh, amen, amen. Especially our handler, Derek, who's doing such a wonderful job this evening. Well, let's get to business, shall we? All right. We're going to have a good time this evening. And I hope that you've had a good time so far. And hopefully something in this message this evening will speak to you. And, you know, I just want you to have some joy in your heart this evening. I want you to have a smile on your face. You know what? Let's just take a minute. Put a smile on your face. I don't care if it's fake or not. Put a smile on your face. Now turn to your neighbor. Give them a smile. That's good. Now turn to your other neighbor. Give them a smile. Just a cheesy old grin. Good, good. I know it might be uncomfortable for some of you, but you know what? If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. Amen? Amen. All right, well, I want to focus on one of the scriptures that we spoke about this evening, and it is the scripture with my good friends, the shepherds. The shepherds, they are such wonderful people. And I'm going to read the version from the New King James Version. So it says there were, this is chapter Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. It says, there were in the same country shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord showed down around them, and they were greatly afraid. Are you afraid? Be afraid. Show me your worst afraid voice. There you go. You're terrified. But then the angel said to him, don't be afraid. They're not afraid anymore. Don't be afraid, for behold, I bring to you tidings of great joy. Let me read that again. Don't be afraid, before I bring to you good tidings of, does it say medium joy? No. A little bit of joy? No. Great joy. Someone say great joy. Great joy. Amen. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly, someone say suddenly. Suddenly. There was with the angel a multitude. Someone say multitude. Of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace. Someone say peace. Amen. How many people need some peace right now? Amen. I'm telling you, I need some peace. On earth, peace and goodwill towards men. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you today about this great joy. This great joy. And I cannot tell you how joyful I am to be able to share the message with you, my first Christmas here at Trinity. And to experience this is a joyous thing. I mean, who does this? I don't know of anyone that does this. But anywho, that gets off my point. I want to talk about the shepherds. Now, let's face it. Those shepherds, they didn't have the best job. Derek up here has been working really hard this evening. And I tell you, shepherding up there, these animals is not the easiest thing to do, is it? I mean, you've seen him carrying animals around, trying to get them in line to behave. It's a tough job, just like those shepherds on that first night. It was a tough job for them. They were in a field in the Middle East, outside of Bethlehem. It was dark. Don't know what the weather was like. There's probably lots of bugs. The sound of sheep everywhere. There might have been a llama. I don't know. He's giving Eliezer a good stare down right now. But they were these sheep that they might have had, or these animals that they might have had. They might not even belonged to the shepherds. It might have belonged to somebody that they had been working for. The shepherds were just out in a field. The shepherds were the least respected profession in Israel at the time. They were overlooked. They were forgotten. Ones that people talked about and whispered about, ones that were laughed at, shepherds. Being a shepherd was dirty business. It was not a profession of nobility. They didn't get to wear pretty fancy garments. They were in a field, in the dark, doing hard work, and probably throwing themselves a pity party. Poor shepherds. You know, they had to be out there doing the work that nobody else wanted to do. But you know, if they were throwing a pity party, maybe it was because they were around people with similar circumstances. You know, when you're around people with similar circumstances, they kind of tend to bring you down. Amen? Maybe they were trying to outdo each other, telling each other how hard they worked today. Maybe they were just looking at each other and going, what are you looking at? I don't know, what are you looking at? I worked harder than you today. Mm-hmm. How many sheep did you milk today? Oh, milking? You kidding me? Perhaps they had a conversation like that. You know, shepherds probably weren't always smiling like we do. You know, a few weeks ago I mentioned that this season we have a lot of fake joy that goes around. Amen? Put on that fake smile. Maybe the fake joy that the shepherds may have had. Maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one, so you're putting on a fake smile. Maybe somebody forced you to be here this evening. You don't really want to be here, but you're doing it because you love that person. Or they threatened your life, one or the other. So maybe you throw yourself a pity party like the shepherds who threw themselves a pity party. You know, maybe they heard a sheep and they walked up to it and oops, maybe they just stepped in something. Have you ever stepped in something? It's not the best feeling, is it? But think about your life. Have you ever stepped in something? Have you ever stepped into a bad decision? Stepped into a relationship God told you not to? Stepped into a mindset that held you hostage? Stepped into something that started stinking up every single area of your life and making it feel like you're no longer in control? Shepherds, lost, out there, in the fields, stepping in something. And then the Bible says, suddenly. Suddenly, friends, suddenly. Amen? Suddenly, what happens? Oh, suddenly, God shows up. And my brothers and sisters, suddenly is upon you. What does that mean? It means God is ready to suddenly appear. You ever remember those bumper stickers that says, Jesus is coming, look busy? It's suddenly. Amen? He says, God says, I'm here with you. I am here with you where you are. I didn't wait for you to get cleaned up and come to where I am. I came down to you. And it was all of a sudden. Now, it doesn't say that the shepherds were rabbis or they knew scripture. Heck, it just says that they were out in the fields. Maybe they were lost. Maybe they were hurting. Maybe they were by themselves. And then God showed up. Angels showed up and said, hey, don't be afraid. I bring you tidings. Good tidings of great joy. Now, good tidings means good news. The shepherds needed some good news. Is there anyone in here this evening that needs some good news? Well, not many of you. Maybe three of you do. Okay, well, then this message ain't for any of you. No, some of us need some good news. I, myself, included. And I've got news, for it is great joy. It's a joy that cannot be contained in one place. It is a joy that is spacious and expansive. The joy that comes with the gift of Jesus, which is going to take you places where you've never been before. A place that is so expansive and spacious that it comes up and it cleans up every area of your life. Jesus, the gift of Jesus. So any place where depression was, joy is going to overtake it. Any place where grief is, joy can overtake it. Anywhere where there is worry, concern, joy will overtake it. Joy will overtake you, and it will move you if you accept it. It will move you into places, move you out of depression, move you out of shame, move you out of guilt, move you out of fear. And that is how you let the enemy know that he has no power over your mind, no power over your will or emotions, because you are on the move and you've got great joy. Great joy. The enemy cannot stand it if we are joyful. Amen? It always seems like every time we're up, something has to come around and try to bring us down. The enemy cannot stand it if you have that cheesy smile on your face. And great joy, though, is not contingent on your circumstances. When you get the gift, which is the gift of Jesus, you get the Spirit. And joy is a fruit of the Spirit. We're not going to get into that scripture, but it's in the Bible if you know your scriptures. That undeniable, uncontainable, unshakable thing that says no matter what happens, I'm going to keep this smile on my face because I have got God's gift in my heart. I do not want to be tossed by emotion. I want to be filled with joy in all of my empty places, a joy that cannot be measured. And in the accumulations of things, for things do not speak as much as my God. Amen? Now, the angels brought these tidings of good joy and great joy. And the Bible says, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. I want you to say me. Say me. Oh, say it louder. Say me. Say my gift. Say, my joy. Jesus came at a time when the enemy had its grip on the city, on the country, on the earth. And God said, no, I ain't going to let this happen. No longer. I am going to send them a gift, and the same gift is going to affect them in so many different ways. When you find Jesus, when you get to know Jesus, when you get to know this great joy, it's going to affect you in many different ways. Some of you may be struggling to get your joy because your circumstances tell you there's no reason for you to smile. And your circumstances aren't worth smiling for or at. But God, who is in charge of your circumstances, is still worthy of your worship, my friends. The joy is still there. Now, many people are waiting for God to show up. And God says, look around. Here I am. I'm going to give you some joy in the form of a baby. And that's going to bring salvation to your soul and peace to your spirit. Now, how many of you need some peace? I asked you before, do you need to feel peace? Friends, I'm not on that realm at all. I, too, need some peace, especially after witnessing what you all here at Trinity put on for Christmas. But you know what? The Bible says unto you, and that means to me and to you, and it is a gift. Now, there's three things about joy. Let me sing these three things up. First, you cannot take my joy. I'm not going to let you have my joy, and you can't grab it from me either. The same is true for you. No one can take your joy unless you let them. Another thing you can't do is steal my joy. You can't take my joy. You can't steal my joy. Go ahead and try to steal my joy. I dare you. And if you were like shepherds and Don or Art of here, real tall, you don't want to take their joy and steal that. They'll come after you. They're pretty big. Anyway, you can't steal the joy. You could try to come in, but God's got my back. The third thing is you can't mute my joy. Oh, yeah, some people will want you to mute your joy. Absolutely. I may have too much energy up here for you right now. But you know what? You can't mute me. Guy can try to mute me, but I got a voice that can carry because I got God. He is my gift, and I can share it how I please because that is joy, my friends. Now, he's hoping that the enemy is hoping that you are going to stay silent. The enemy is trying to keep you quiet, to make you silent about your faith, hoping you won't share the news with other people. See, in this season, you got to be real loud. You've got to jingle your bell, if you will. And what happens is that your testimony that you're being loud about will affect somebody else and encourage somebody else. And that is how we spread the love of Jesus Christ. When you start talking about how good God has been, then all of a sudden, others will start seeing where God has been good to them. And it creates this atmosphere of joy. So, you can't take my joy, you can't steal my joy, and don't be hating because I got joy. Haters gonna hate if you have joy. And you're also not going to mute my joy. I'm going to be loud for Jesus. I'm going to be loud for Christ. People are going to be uncomfortable, and that's all right. I'm going to be me. But if being loud is not how you do it, that's fine. The Lord has gifted you with a gift, my friends. Every single one of us has a gift today. The person next to you has a gift and shares their joy in ways that is most comfortable with them. Doesn't mean you need to come up here and get all into an outfit and perform. No. Do what God has gifted you to do to find your joy. Now, does anyone want some joy? All right, I'm going out because you ain't listening to me. Nobody wants joy, so I'm out of here. Does anybody want some joy? Yes. Amen. Yes, Jesus came with joy, with lots of joy. God had joy pre-wired in this gift called Jesus. Anybody get that gift that you got so excited about and you were trying it out, but you turned it on and you figured out it didn't work because it didn't have batteries? That is the worst feeling in the world. Get so excited about this gift. Yes, I got a remote control car. Oh my gosh, I don't have any batteries. And here it is, Christmas. No stores are open. There's no batteries in the house. And you can't play with this wonderful gift that you have. Now, think about this. If faith is the foundation and substance of our salvation, then joy is the batteries to our salvation. When you accept Jesus into your life, he is the salvation that keeps you going in the midst of your circumstances. He's those batteries that you need to keep going. Your toy may say batteries not included, but God did not forget the batteries. God put joy in the gift, which means when tribulations hit, you still have your joy. They haven't disappeared. When you get that bad news, don't let it take your joy. When you give your circumstances over to God, know that God is going to turn things around. It may not be the way you want them, but it will work out. I promise you that, because that is what the Word of God says. Now, how do you maintain your joy when tragedy strikes? When pain is too much to bear and you don't know what to do. You know, Christmas is not a happy time for everybody. How do you maintain this joy while you're hurting? Let me share you three ways to maintain and find your joy. If you want to write these down, you may. Go ahead. Number one, look back. Look back. He brought you from a place. Look back from where you were. Look who you used to be. Look at all the things that should have ended your life or should have ended your dreams, ended your circumstances. God said, no, 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 no. I love you too much. I'm not going to let you make one bad decision, two bad decisions, 497 bad decisions, ruin your life. I'm going to give you another chance because I love you, and I'm going to get you to your destiny, where you need to be. You need to look back and see where he brought you from. That can stir some joy. If that doesn't help bring you joy, then you need to start looking around. Look around. Look around and see how blessed you are. Instead of complaining about what you don't have, you need to look around and be thanking God for what you do have. God has been good to you. Look around. Many of us complain. Heck, we complain that we don't have a new pair of shoes. But friends, there are some people who don't even have a pair of shoes. There are some people who do not have a house to walk home to or sleep in. Heck, there were people probably tonight who did not have a car and couldn't drive here tonight. Look around. Look around. Now, if looking back doesn't help you with your joy, if looking around doesn't help you with the joy, then the last thing you need to do is look up. Look up. The Bible says there was a multitude of heavenly hosts. The angels were not on the shepherds' level. In order for them to see God, they needed to look up. Stop looking at what you don't have. Stop looking at your circumstance. Look up. God will elevate every area of your life if you just look up. Sometimes we're afraid to look up. One thing in public speaking and in performing too, whenever you're looking down, this closes you off. But whenever you look up, it brings confidence. It brings a sense of posture and attitude. It gets you forward thinking. Now, looking up and asking God to help is a fearful thing because we don't know if he will answer the way we want him to answer. Sometimes we're just afraid of what he's going to say. Don't be afraid. Just like the angel said, don't be afraid. Some of you are sad because people let you down. But friends, look up. God allows people in your life so that you don't rely on them. All right? You can only rely on God. Don't make people your God. They can't be God. People are people. God is God. Now look back, look around, and look up. Once you do all those things, then you share your joy. Now, is it going to happen overnight? Absolutely not. If you are lucky, then yes, it will. But it takes time and it takes work. And once you find that joy, you are going to have that cheesy, goofy grin that we started off with this sermon with. Now, let me see those cheesy, goofy grins again. Come on, smile to your neighbors. Don't give me any of that smile. Now, the gift of Jesus is not a gift you throw away. Jesus is a gift whose value increases over time. The more you know about him, the stronger you become. The more you work on your joy, the better you will become. You can unwrap Jesus one day and get one thing. And then you can unwrap Jesus the next day and find something completely different. Pastor Eliezer has said to me in the past, if your faith is the same place where it was 30 years ago, you got some growing to do. You got some changing to do. Because it should change. You should find new Jesus every day. These are the same old stories we hear year after year after year. There's something in it speaking to you. It's a matter of finding what it is, finding that joy. That's the power of the Word of God. You can read the Word every day and learn something new about God. And guess what? The gift of Jesus, it's for everybody. It's not a religious gift, it's a relational gift. I don't care what you walked in here with today. I don't care if you're struggling or what. I know you have joy. I know you have that gift because we are all children of God, and God came for you. God is giving this gift to you. It's a joy to be able to come here and celebrate others' joys. This evening, tonight, later tonight, or even tomorrow, share the joy that you have. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Even if you can't stand those people, just share the joy that God has given you and blessed you with. Get your joy, keep your joy, and share your joy with others. Amen.